Hello guys, so here I am, and I was thinking because I'm so alone, and I was crying because I don't have a femon to snuggle up to, and I feel so useless and alone. Oh, that was another video. Yeah, I feel fine, and I'm happy about being alone as well. But I really do believe it's about time they leveled the playing field for men out there, don't you? I mean, femons are all empowered and they're equal to us now, aren't they? Supposedly. And they're more powerful than we are and more clever and everything. So why are all the laws put in place against men then? For centuries and maybe even longer, men are not supposed to hit a femon. Not even with the back of their hand. Femons don't have that law, they're not allowed to hit a man, do they? The reason that law is in place is because most men can take most femons out, just like that. Most femons are no match for a man. And that's why the laws are in place. To tie man's hands, so the femon has the advantage. Let's go into fantasy land now and into the femon world. Well, no, just think of it this way. Let's assume those laws don't exist. About man hitting a femon. The law looks at it like man against femon, whoever wins, sort of thing. Do you honestly believe that the femons would be so mouthy to their men after that law went away? Somehow, I don't think so, do you? Would the femon smash the man's car up in front of him like they generally do if those laws weren't in place? Nope. Would she smash his PS5 all up? Well, if I was a femon and those laws weren't in place, I wouldn't do it. It's dangerous. So let's get a partition together and send it off to the government and get those laws rescinded. Let's say it's survival of the fittest, survival of the strongest. I mean, femons would still win in the mouth department, wouldn't they? So what do you guys think out there if those laws were lifted? Just that one. There's loads of other ones that men have to deal with that protect the femon, and the femons know it. So how do you think your so-called girlfriend or wife would act then? Let me know, guys. Oh, and by the way, the picture on the thumbnail I got from Hairless Monkey that put on a little bit there. I'll put a link to that as well, because it's just magic. It's so poetic, and I think Bansky could make a good damn painting of that. Lobby Kyber Pass, lallies. About your Kyber Pass.